Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, alien abductions and psychic encounters.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
So share those real ghost stories with us. If you've got one, share it. Call it in, 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want, you can become a premium subscriber. There's no commercials. You get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free. See if you like it. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I am Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon is my sister. How's it going today?
Yes.
You know, I did not tell you the story. Tony and I kind of talked about it on another episode the other day, but I wanted your input because I tell you all of my haunted encounters at the theater.
Yeah. But,
so, as everyone well knows, I write plays for local theater, and I've got one going on right now. And for years, I have bartended there on the weekends. I've been writing for that theater for over 20 years, and so I've had tons of productions there, like, well, 35 or so. Everyone says the place is haunted. And so there's been some weird encounters that I've been sharing lately. So the other night, the weird encounter was there's a room behind the bar where they do prep work, make desserts, the ice machine's back there, the beer coolers, like, to restock beer, that's all back there. And in storage. So on the top of the rack that has all of the Coke boxes, because that's the syrup, then it goes through and gets carbonated, you know? So those are all in a rack. And on top of that rack are the buckets when someone orders a bucket of beer. And they're all metal. So the other night, there was two of them stacked on one stack, they're the same size, and there's like six in another stack that are the same size. They're up there securely. They're there all the time. Two of those buckets, the two that are alike, they fall off. Now, you'd think the other ones would fall off too because they're right next to each other. Why would two fall off and not the other two? Okay, weird. But here's what's weird. Gravity would take metal buckets straight down. But it didn't go straight down. The buckets went from on top of the rack, hit the ice machine, and then hit the ground. Like, so now this is the fourth thing since I, in the last, I don't know, I'd say like 2 months, the fourth thing that has fallen in the back room that I'm aware of. And one of them was a box on my head. Luckily, it didn't have anything in it, but the box fell on my head. And these are wide shelves. These aren't shelves that things should be falling off of. They're secure. They're level. Mm-hmm. They're fine. But isn't that weird that instead of going straight down and hitting the ground, they hit the ice machine? Because it was the loudest racket. It was like, bang, bang.
How far away is the ice machine for it to hit?
I'd say 5 feet.
So it's got to spring out 5 feet?
So it's really like something pushed it.
Yeah. That it flew off of there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it, so if that shelf was so disturbed that, for whatever reason, earthquake.
And the other buckets that were right there next to it, they stayed there.
Yeah, so what was wrong with them?
But I don't get how metal buckets would fall out, go 5 feet out. They would fall straight down. Mm-hmm. And it was loud. It was a racket. But you heard it go boom, boom. Like you heard both things happen.
Wow.
Because we, I don't know.
That's not the first time you've had things that are projecting in the way they should.
All the time. And so they had some over the Christmas break. We always take a month off. And so they put in new carpet. And the girl who cleans the theater, she also works there at night, Emily, who I really like, she told me, she goes, yeah, ever since they got the carpets, things are kind of out of hand. And she said that one day she was in there cleaning and she thought one of us had come in to maybe clean or work behind the bar because she said it sounded just like we were setting up the bar to get ready for that night. But we weren't open that night. So she's like, that's weird. I wonder what they're doing behind the bar. That's how weird it was. That's how real it was to her. Because she's like, what are they doing behind the bar? They shouldn't even be here tonight. Maybe they're back here cleaning or something like that. And there was nobody. She was the only one in there. Yeah, there's something weird going on in there lately.
There is something weird.
I don't know. But it is a fun place. It isn't all scary and stuff. So,
well, yeah, not when the play's going on anyway.
Exactly. There, well, and I think, too, in a place like that, there is so much activity because there's so many people in and out of there, and there's laughter and activity and just busy. Everybody's busy, you know, when the play's going on. And before it starts, it's just a busy time, and it's a dinner theater. But I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, our first story today is actually the intro that I had for this episode. They actually wrote that as like the headline for this story, Alien Abductions and Psychic Encounters. So the story came in with a title.
Okay.
So here's a story, and it says, I grew up in the suburbs of Melbourne, Australia, in a small beach town. My mom was a single parent at the time, so we lived alone in an apartment together. The apartment was eerie. A woman had just died right before we moved in. My mom used to tell me she could feel footsteps walking around her bed, but this story isn't about that. This story is about my past lives interconnecting with my current one. When we moved in, I was 5. I started sleepwalking out of the apartment. Out. Like opening doors. These apartments were in a court, so they weren't near any main roads, so luckily I didn't get hit by a car. I would sit and stare at the sky. My mom would hear the front door open, obviously lose her mind, and bring me back in pretty much immediately. I had no memory of myself doing any of this the next day every single time, but this is just the start of my story. After the sleepwalking stopped, I remember the first night it happened. I woke up feeling they were coming. I didn't know exactly who they were, but I always told my mom that they were sticking needles into me. I hid under my bed, and I remember screaming and feeling a needle in my mouth and then waking up in my bed the next morning. This would happen regularly. I would feel their presence, I would hide wherever I could, and they would find me, and I would feel myself with a needle in my mouth. So I'm going to jump in. I think that's a really strange thing. Sleepwalking always feels paranormal to me, even though it's not. It just is creepy. It's like a possessed person. But it doesn't say that. It says, I remember the first night it happened, I woke up feeling they were coming. So it sounds like all that with the needle in the mouth, like he or she was awake. So that's strange.
Yeah.
That does not sound like it was a dream. So it says, my mom never put me back in bed and would run to all corners of the apartment. The only time they wouldn't get me was if I could run into my mom's room fast enough and they would leave me alone for the night. This went on for a year or so, a year after we moved in and about a year since I'd been getting these night terrors. So if he or she was having night terrors, maybe it's all connected to night terrors. Maybe it was a sleep sort of disorder. I don't know.
I don't know either. Keep reading.
My mom and I were watching TV and an X-Files episode came on. The theme song came on and I saw that flying saucer / UFO and that creepy music. And I started screaming and crying and ran out of the house into the court. I had all of these flashing images in my head. I saw the aliens. I saw the needles. I saw myself being strapped down, but my legs didn't look like my legs. All from seeing a UFO for the first time. I was seeing what I was later told was my past life. Seeing that UFO in the opening of the X-Files theme song triggered a lot in me. I was having panic attacks every night before bed. My mom is very spiritual, so she took me to see a psychic she knew through a friend. I told the psychic about what had been happening, and she told me that I was seeing my past life, which was my last incarnation before this one. She could recall who I was, and she could recall what I was seeing with the parts I couldn't articulate to her because I was only six. I'm just going to tell you that it really, really bothers me that she's six and having a psychic tell her this. I don't think she needed to know any of that. She told me that in a past life, I was abducted by aliens and that they were called the Greys. She said that no one believed me in my past life and that I killed myself by shooting myself in the head on the left side to stop being abducted. I have a birthmark on the left side of my temple that she couldn't see. We went home that night and I found out years later that she told my mom to come in whenever I was asleep and whisper over and over that they weren't coming for me anymore, to let it go, and that I was safe now. I never had nightmares again. I never walked in my sleep to look at the sky again. It all stopped. I still remember everything, and I've never been able to listen to the X-Files music, which is actually kind of creepy. It's a great song, it is creepy. Yeah. Thank you for letting me tell my story. That's the end of that. I think it's interesting, and I actually do believe in reincarnation. And I think that something like a past life experience could happen. And who am I to say that there are no such thing as aliens? Because I definitely believe there's something out there. We can't be all there is on this one little bitty minuscule planet in the vast configuration of things. But right. I think what bothers me is that they told her at 6 years old that she had been abducted by aliens in a past life. I think that's too much for a 6-year-old.
And committed suicide.
Yes. In the left side where she has a birthmark, or he, I'm not sure. Like, that part's upsetting to me.
It seems like there are ways you could tell a child, you know, to reassure them and comfort them that it's okay, you know, and maybe even just say, you know, this is something from the past. It can't happen again. It's over, you know, and that kind of thing. And I'm kind of with you. I'm not sure they had to say all of that. Maybe later when you're a little older.
Exactly.
Maybe at that point.
And couldn't, as a psychic, you sit down and talk with a child and
talk
then
with the child's mom.
Excuse the child and then tell the mom what you're picking up on.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that's a beautiful thing for the mom to go whisper over and over, they're not coming, you're safe, you're safe. I think that's a really good idea. Like, if you had a child having nightmares every night, I think that's a really good thing to say. Like, you're safe, you're okay, and your child hears that subconsciously while they're sleeping. I think that's a great thing to do. But I don't think the kid, the poor kid, needed to hear that. I would be scared to death.
I would have to ask them if they felt like it was done in a good way, that, you know, it made them feel better, you know, because I'm not sure exactly. It just seems like a lot of heavy information for a small child.
Yeah. Because would a child even grasp the concept of aliens and what that would be? Now, I get how hearing that X-Files song could trigger anybody.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I get that. But so I would like to know if, like, did you find that comforting or terrifying? I just worry about 6 years old. And
when I was six, I would have been terrified. But it does sound like there was some kind of terrifying things going on anyway that they were dealing with. But I think I'd have slept with my mom a lot.
Oh, my God. Well, and
I think I would have pretty much stayed in there.
Because sleepwalking to me is just, it does feel paranormal because it's like these people are in a trance or kind of possessed, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And there's a lot of people who do that to themselves by taking the Ambien. Just telling you.
I know, and then all the ice cream is gone the next day.
I know, and then you're like, what? I ate that? I
ate all my calories for today already last night.
Shit. I was going to go out for lunch. Now what do I do?
Yeah.
And why am I gaining so much weight? And why does who keeps breaking in my house and stealing my ice cream every night? I know. I think I'll take another Ambien because I never sleep. And I'm like, you're not sleeping if you're eating ice cream all night.
You're not sleeping, that's for sure.
So I don't know. I would like to know more information. Like, did you find that comforting? Because I do think there is such a thing as aliens. Why wouldn't there be?
I do too.
I don't know. So a little more information, please. Okay, we've got a caller. Here you go.
Well, I hope the story makes it on the air. It's my name is Martin, and I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York. I'm calling about experiences that within my family, and things about ghosts and stories that they say in folklore. You know, they're from the Dominican Republic, which are very religious, and they know about all the witchcraft and everything. So this story is about a brother of mine who he had passed away. His name was Fellow. That was his nickname. His name was Raphael. And he, apparently had a discussion with someone, it probably was unfinished business, and I didn't know he wound up haunting the person. So fast forward, he had passed away and stuff, and he, there was a guy he had some discussion over money, over something, I think it was $300. And then the guy one day is sleeping in his mother's house, and he thought it was a dream, and all of a sudden he feels like someone was tugging him from his ankles, like to pull him off the bed, and he opens his eyes. There was no one there, so he was freaking out and screaming. And his mother heard him everything, and that's when she was asking him, hey, can you think of anything? I mean, that you might have had or something, that it could have been someone doing that to you, someone maybe you. And then the only one they can think was basically, a fellow, my brother, who had recently passed away, and he did owe her money over something they were arguing about before this happened, and they never settled it. So finally he would do that to him regularly, and it was about that. So his mother says, you need to pray, for forgiveness to him, and make amends with him. And apparently, yeah, that's what happened. He started praying, please, I'm sorry. Talk to him, and then listen to him, and it never happened again. This is what happens. They always told me as a child, oh, you might see dead people and everything, and that's how it happens. It's you might see, depending on the situation, the person, if you had something with them, the unfinished business, or also as far as like witches, people that do witch, become like witches and stuff. I was told the way they do it, most of females were meant to, is they find out how to fly to do bad things, to people. And I heard that the way they do this is it's like when we pray, when we're religious and we pray, we want God to be with us. We say please with God and Mary, please, I want to do this, So they do when they do something that they want to do bad as a witch. I think that they have some type of negative prayer that they say, but it's the opposite, like without God and without Mary, And I guess it's to the evil, the devil. I don't know. But I hear that they fly on the wings of the devil, to help them do their dirty business. And I think they're not even dressed because they're invisible. And they can turn into different animals. They can be on top of trees and do bad things, urinate on people that are underneath, or do things, show up as another animal, and follow someone. Or the people have seen pigs, or all of a sudden an animal shows up behind you and is following you, to the house. And most people, don't know. They'll think it's just an animal. But those that know, have known the ways to also say a certain kind of prayer to knock down the witch. You see, and then they fall, and then they need clothing because they're actually naked, because what they were doing, they were invisible. They didn't have any clothing on. I've heard of stories like that they people have seen them, and they figure out, they sense something bad, that it is a witch, and they say a certain prayer, and they fall. Ba-boom! And then they're naked. They go, oh, get me some clothing, please, someone, Also, people have also said prayers, let's say, to a certain, like a blessing of something that they say to the bullets of their gun that they had, that they can also, if they see something following them as an animal, they can shoot it. And I would imagine it's like a wolf, when like the stories of werewolves, when they do shoot them, and I guess they're dying, they turn back to the human that they were, the person, the actual form of the person that they were before they did this evil thing. So it's I thought these things were all like myths and everything, but till I experienced hearing this from family members that have had these experiences, then I say, there is some truth about this. Well, I love your guys' show. I definitely want to be a monthly subscriber. I hear it every day after work, and I love it. So keep up the good work, and I hope this story makes it on the air. Thank you. Bye bye.
So I didn't totally follow all that because there was the brother and possibly, you know, this guy owed him some money. And then the brother might have been the one. I could see that. Like, you know, he's passed and he's like, hey, you know, I'm not going to let you get away with that.
I think it's never too late to make amends.
I think you have to.
To find a way to reconcile wrongs that have been done and, you know, to ask forgiveness. And I think even if somebody's passed, I think, you know, you can pray and you can ask for that forgiveness and stuff. And so I think that's what it was here, you know, was that reconciling something maybe that you had done to someone and being genuinely, sincerely sorry for it and repentant for it. And I think it can make a difference even after somebody's passed, you know?
Now, the other part of that, that kind of sounded like a shapeshifter.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah, it kind of did, didn't it?
You know?
Yeah.
And so, and I think he mentioned that he's from the Dominican Republic. And so I know that there's a lot of other cultures that have different beliefs than what we have here. Mm-hmm. But I was kind of wondering if that was kind of like a shapeshifter thing. Like you can, you can kill something, but then it turns into something else. Or it could be in a tree and then it could come down and it's the person and... But I think it could also work two ways. It could be an evil thing. But then I also think that sometimes you can experience an animal that's kind of sent to you to bring you peace or like a bird or something, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't
think so, too.
I don't know. But I kind of wanted him to
if things,
talk.
Like you said, like if you know, you can say that birds, like a hummingbird could come and that brings you some joy, I suppose the opposite can happen.
Right, because everything has an opposite.
Right. So.
And I kind of wanted him to, what was his feelings? I think that would be a very strange feeling if something happened to one of my loved ones who passed, then someone else I know thinks that my loved one is coming after them because they owed him money, that I kind of wonder how that would make him feel. You know, because, I mean, if you were, my guess is there was more than just you owed me money. There, it went a little more like, and you weren't paying me back, and you are going out and having fun while you owed me this money. You know, it's, you know, because we all owe somebody money at some point, but it seemed like that, you know, if he's getting his leg pulled off and he's like screaming in terror, that was a little bit more than you owed me some money. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would just like to know how he feels about that.
Yeah. Yeah. To be on the other side of that and having a family member who's doing the haunting.
Right. I don't know how he'd feel about that. So we've got one more story, and it says, love your show. Just happened across it a couple months ago and have been listening ever since. Thank you. Let me begin by saying I am not a staunch believer, nor am I a cynical skeptic. I believe about 90% of reported paranormal experiences are either misinterpreted natural occurrences, runaway imagination, or deliberate hoaxes. The remaining 10%, however, Having said that, I have had several experiences of various types that cannot be explained away. One of the more unusual experiences happened when I went to visit a girlfriend I was dating out in the Midwest. She had warned me there was something odd in her house at the time. It's not that I didn't believe her, but I tend to approach these things with a more pragmatic demeanor. My first night there, she had picked me up from the airport and took me directly back to her house. She worked nights, so when we got back to her house, I unloaded my luggage and she went to work. That's sad because he came all that way.
I know.
She had to go to work. I took a shower, got the bed sheets out of the dryer, made the bed, and went to sleep. The next morning, she came back from work, walked into the bedroom as I was starting to wake up. She was kind of teasing me, saying, oh, you missed me so much, you had to sleep with my jewelry. On the bed was all of her jewelry lined up alongside of me. My first thought was that perhaps I was sleepwalking for the first time ever and retrieved her jewelry, but at that time she was renovating her bedroom, so all of her personal items were in various places around the house. She wasn't even certain where all of her jewelry was to begin with. There were other experiences. Her daughter thought she saw me walk into the bathroom, but I was asleep in the bedroom at the time. Another time I washed my coffee mug and set it to dry the night before so I could take it to work the next day. Oh, I wonder if he moved in with them or something. That morning, I couldn't find it, so I just headed out the door, and the coffee mug was placed in the middle of the porch right outside the front door. That one fascinated me. Something took my coffee mug outside while it was snowing without setting off the alarms on any of the doors or windows. How? A big part of me would like to sit down with a spirit and ask questions. Another part of me knows that would just open the door to who knows what. It wasn't until much later, while talking to a neighbor whose family lived in the neighborhood for several generations, that she found out people who lived in her house had a tendency, I do not like this way it's worded, had a tendency to commit suicide. Two that he knew of, one that he heard about. Whether it be ghosts or something else, I feel there are just some things that are not for us to know in this life. Thank you for taking the time to read this, and thank you for providing a forum for people to share their experiences without the stigma attached to people who have had experiences. Best regards, Ron.
You know, I think Ron had some really good thoughts.
That
were placed in there. One is, I think you're probably right, Ron. I think that probably 90%, maybe that might be a wee bit high, but a lot of things can probably be explained if we just had a little bit more information, or, you know, could look at it from the right way or something. I think you're probably right that a lot of things can be explained. It still leaves quite a few things that can't, right? So we still have things out there that we don't know. But I love the idea when he said, I would like to question them and ask them, why? You know, like, why are you doing this? Why are you
put
here?
The
like,
mug outside? And well, how and, did you
know,
get it?
Interesting, right? Like, what? Wouldn't you like to sit down with a spirit and just say, okay, so why? Just tell me why you're doing these things that you're doing. Or
and
like
the coffee mug of all things. You know, yeah, or you what know, was like, that all about?
Is it just attention? Is it just, you know, you just want to get my attention, so you put it out here so I would, you know, obviously know that that wasn't right, that something did this. So, yeah, I think he had some really good thoughts about that, you
and the
know.
Weird jewelry all over the bed, like lined up next to him. Who would
do
that?
Well, after he'd made the bed, got the sheets out of the dryer, made the bed. I mean, you know, when you make a bed, you didn't, like, had he just gotten there, fallen into bed, she could have left jewelry on the bed before
right,
she went
she
to work.
She did not.
Right. But she didn't, because he made the bed with sheets and all. Before he went to bed.
And she's like, oh, you miss me so much. Look at you and all my jewelry sleeping together. Isn't that adorably creepy? I'm telling you what, if I walked in and my boyfriend had just flown across the country or wherever to see me, and I walk in and I see a bunch of my things on the bed, I'd be like, what the hell are you doing?
Like,
I would
that's
not
creepy.
Find that endearing. I would be like, Ron, we're breaking up. I don't like it.
Well, I just think that, something definitely was there trying to get attention.
Why? That's what I like, Ron. How?
But why? I want to know
how did
why.
It happen? Thank you, Ron. And if we ever find out, we will
be the first to know.
We will call you, Ron. So if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. you want an ad-free version of the show, you'll get the advance episodes, access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.